WWIB, it is 14 in front of 6 o'clock, a busy Friday morning. 56 after starting at 57. And in my life personally, a big deal today, 27th wedding anniversary. So I already posted on Facebook this morning. And kind of a funny story there. So I posted happy 27th anniversary to my wonderful, amazing, beautiful wife, Peggy Halverson, with 27 exclamation points. I said, I love and appreciate you more than ever. Thanks so much for who you are and who you're becoming. And there's a photo from 4 years ago, but here's the story. I don't know why or how, but somebody recently commented on, had gone through her pictures or something on her Facebook timeline and commented a post she had then, which was, both of us dressed up after a Teamwork Africa celebration. And she had said, yesterday was our 23rd anniversary between the Teamwork Africa celebration and the Shell Egg Missions Conference. We had a really nice dinner through all the hills and valleys of this great adventure. Stephen Curtis Chaffron reference. It's a long way home. Another song of his. But I'm glad I get to go there with you. A third SC Squared song. So anyhow, somebody commented and then, I don't know, it's like all these people for a week have been commenting on that post, which she did not intentionally put there, but it somehow went on her timeline because somebody commented on it. And so anyhow, I shared that picture on my comment because it was like better than any recent picture we have. So anyhow, marriage is a blessing. Somebody said it's the closest thing to heaven or the opposite of that that you experience on earth. And there's probably something to that, but there's a lot that could be said. Anyhow, just incredibly grateful for my wife. She is a combination of Wonder Woman, MacGyver, and Mother Teresa. Which, speaking of Mother Teresa, 1979, on this very day, Mother Teresa of India was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize for her work on behalf of the destitute in Calcutta. And also on this day, 1915, playwright Arthur Miller, author of Death of a Salesman and The Crucible, was born in New York City. I have a little audio of Arthur.
You go to the theater because it's giving you news of some kind that applies to today. And it's a rare thing that can outlast its moment. It's very difficult.
He said, you go, real quick in the beginning there, he said, you go to the theater because it gives you something that can outlast the moment. So interesting thought there. Okay, and also 1933 on this day, 92 years ago, physicist Albert Einstein arrived in the United States as a refugee from Nazi Germany. Finally, we close it off with a devotion this morning from Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You, a 40-day devotional experience. Folks, we are on day 11, Ezra. You will make it to the party. Ezra 10:11 says, make confession to the Lord God of your fathers and do his will. This is just a short one today. Remember, this comes from Larry's longer 66 love letters that took him 5 years to write. Some call it his magnum opus, and it's his imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. What about Ezra? Larry imagines God might unpack this short message to us from Ezra. As soon as my people were settled in the land of promise, they rebuilt the altar on the same site where the original altar had rested. The altar of sacrifice symbolizes yieldness to me. Yieldedness, easy for me to say. To return to the narrow road, you need only surrender your will to mine. And as my beloved and for so long troubled servant John Bunyan described in Pilgrim's Progress, you will take the broad, more comfortable road through Bypath Meadow. But know this, I will not leave you there. Draw courage from this history. I will strengthen you to fight the good fight and to finish well. You will make it to the party. There is always a way back from sin. Tears of hope will flow every time you experience my loving mercy when you fail. I still love you. I will not give up on you. I have a plan. In taking a moment to reflect, Larry says, our sin is never too big for God. We simply need to confess. What comes to mind that would be important for you to confess? He suggests slowly reread the following thoughts as being from God's heart to yours. A, you will take the broad road, but I will not leave you there. B, I will strengthen you to fight the good fight and to finish well. C, you will make it to the party. D, there is always a way back from sin. And E, I will not give up on you. I have a plan. Of those five, which statement most resonates in your heart and why? And finally, he says, what songs come to mind that you could sing to the Lord in response to his commitment to get you to the party? Finally, our closing prayer, dear Lord, thank you so much for the promise that we'll make it to your party. Thanks for the assurance that there's always a way back from sin. Give us the strength to fight the good fight and to finish well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yes, let's do it. It's another Friday morning with the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest, sponsored by Quality Propane and Fuels, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, and Muldoon's Menswear Eau Claire. We have our contestant, Al from Chippewa Falls, or maybe more specifically from Tilden. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you on the air, and you have a chance right here with cheese-related question, a Wisconsin dairy industry-related question, and a green and gold football-related question to win some instant prizes. You can get a $25 gift card from Festival Foods, an order of cheese curds courtesy of Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, and a tasty cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake. You can win that instantly right here, right now, Al, but also, as long as you get at least one question right, you're entered in our grand prize drawing next Friday for a Green Bay football sweater from Muldoon's Menswear in Eau Claire, a $250 Festival Foods gift card, a 10-pound cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls, and a year's supply of cheese curds from Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls. How about that, Al? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Fantastic. And friends, don't forget as well, Festival Foods has that turkey trot coming up. You got to find out more about that at festivalfoodsturkeytrot.com. Halvo, he has the first question for you. It's a Green Bay football question.
All right, here we go, Al. Of the following, which running back never rushed for 1,000 yards in a single season in his Packers career? Okay, which running back, I'm going to list four, never ran for 1,000 yards in a single season in his Packers career? Was it A, Tony Canadeo, B, Terdell Middleton, C, Paul Hornung, or D, Edgar Bennett? Al, what do you think?
I'll go with A.
A, Tony Canadeo.
Did Tony Canadeo never run for 1,000 yards in a single season in his Packers career?
Sorry, Al.
Actually, it was Paul Hornung. His maximum yardage in a single season rushing for the Packers was 681. That was kind of a tough question.
Hornung was really good at scoring touchdowns, though.
He was indeed, yeah. And, of course, many other 1,000-yard rushes for the Packers. But that was a tough question. But let's see. Dairy-related, cheese-related trivia here, Al. This will still get you in the grand prize drawing and win you those prizes. What is the average number of cows on a dairy farm in Wisconsin? Again, multiple choice. What is the average number of cows on a dairy farm in Wisconsin? Is it 10, 50, 241, or 1,000? Is it 10, 50, 241, or 1,000? The average number of cows on a dairy farm in Wisconsin. Al, what do you think?
C.
241, he says. Is it 241, the average number of cows on a dairy farm in Wisconsin?
Good guess.
You are absolutely correct. And Al, you win those prizes, a $25 Festival Foods gift card, an order of cheese curds from Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, and a cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake. And you, my friend, are now in that grand prize drawing as well for our Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. How about that?
Wonderful.
There you go. Fantastic. Hang on the line. We'll let you know how to get your prizes. It's just that easy, and we're doing it again at 4:15 this afternoon on The Drive with Dawson, the Ultimate Cheesehead Contest. Well, it's just about that time. In fact, it is that time here on the WIB Wake Up Show, where we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. We bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time that much, friends. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Caleb, researchers say contrary to conventional wisdom, the human brain does not always shrink rapidly as people age.
However, researchers do confirm that the brain does shrink after repeated viewings of the Kardashians.
Yeah.
The latest statistics say that a startling 91% of the world's plastic does not get recycled.
Unfortunately, 100% of TV programming does.
Indeed.
Amazon announced it plans to hire 250,000 temporary workers for the upcoming holiday season.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos looked at Santa's workshop and thought, I can make this more dystopian. A survey found 7% of American adults think man has already stepped foot on the planet Mars.
Yeah, Matt Damon's performance was just that convincing.
Wasn't it, though?
Researchers say dogs can be optimistic or pessimistic.
So they're telling me I need to get my black lab a therapist? Yes, a study found that dogs can be either optimists or pessimists.
In other words, they can see the bone as half dug up or half buried.
Interesting.
And finally, other research shows dogs have an innate sense of fairness.
If they're so interested in being fair, it seems they would carry their own pooper scoopers.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
The WIB Wake Up Show, is it possible to get part of all 14 of the past appreciation calls we had on air and our contest winner in the best of the week? Let's find out.
Yeah, this is Dave from Kennan, and for Pastor Appreciation, Pastor John from New Hope Baptist Church. Great sermons, a great friend and a great leader in faith.
This is Ron from Hawkins. I would like to thank our pastor, Father Sunil, from Winter. And he also has parishes in Radisson and St. Mary's of Cheskahova here in Hawkins, Wisconsin.
Good morning. This is Doug from Chippewa Falls. I wanted to say about our pastors at Life Spring Fellowship. They're fabulous.
Hi, this is Julie from Eau Claire, and I just have to say I am blessed beyond measure to work with the amazing pastoral staff at Valley Brook Church. Travis and Nate and Matt and Sarah, each one in their own very special way, live out our mission statement to know and share the life-changing love of Jesus.
Joanna Hawkinson, I attend the Augusta Church in Augusta, and I just want to give a huge shout-out to our pastors, Sean and Beth Hewer. So, so thankful for their heart for souls and how they want to minister in so many different ways to our congregation, but to the masses around us.
Hi, I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Pastors Jenny and Jeremy Bauer. They were instrumental in getting a church started in the Greenwood Loyal area. They are amazing. We are very blessed to have them.
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda, go ahead.
Okay, Jeff took my answer, but
okay.
I'm going to say make their better, help their significant other make their better.
Make their better.
Okay.
And it is a bummer because Jeff took your answer.
Yeah.
I know you wanted to give that answer, but the good news is
you're absolutely right.
You're the winner. You're going to the candy store.
You're a winner.
We are not kidding, Linda.
It's a good thing Jeff took her answer.
Right? Good job. Did you just pull that out of thin air?
I did.
Linda, fantastic job. Yes, almost half of men, actually 46% of men say, I make my bed every day. Now, the other 54%, I'm not sure who's making their bed.
Yeah.
But well done.
Well,
we're going to send you to C&J's Candy Store and Scoop Shop with $25 to spend. How about that?
That's wonderful. My son is coming here from Sparta on Saturday with my great-grandchild, so we can go there together.
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. Great-grandma's going to be able to sugar up that great-grandchild.
This is Jan from Chippewa, and I appreciate both my pastors at Oasis. Their sermons are so good, and it's on TV. I can watch it at home on YouTube. I love it.
I would like to show my appreciation for Pastor Svensson. There's many things I like about him, but the three things that I can think of right now is I love how he's vulnerable at the pulpit. He's not afraid to admit when he's making mistakes. I love when he gives advice. He's like, the Bible says this. This is the way it is. And I love how he leads by example. Like, he'll pray for our politicians. He'll pray goodness. When I'm thinking, get him out of office, God. Get him out of office. He's actually praying good for them. So I love those three things especially about him, but there's much more.
Mike from Barron, thank you so much.
Thanks,
Mike. We actually share the same pastor.
So. There you go. Pastor Steve in Rice Lake.
Hey, this is Jim Bignall from Harvest Time South in Oliva. I'd like to thank our pastor, Pastor Adam Norlander, for all that he does for the church.
Hi, my name is Samantha. I go to Love Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. I just want to say thank you so much to my pastors, Dana and Paul. They are amazing. They have helped me and my family and extended family for a long time.
Good morning. This is Sherry from Whitehall. I just want to lift up Pastors Rob Buell and Aaron Hong at First Baptist Church in Whitehall.
They have such a heart for Jesus and do so very much for our church and community.
Hello, this is Brooklyn and Emmett, and we would like to thank Pastor Allison, Pastor Owen and his wife Lydia, and Pastor Ken and Jeremy from Harvest Time Church, and also their worship leader, Johnny, for all that they do. And they really inspired me, and they just have big hearts for Jesus.
Great job with listeners, 14 of you and more checking in, celebrating your pastors.
Love it. Thank you for putting together the best of the week, as always, Alvin.
Mm-hmm.